Welcome back to New World Next Week. I'm James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And I'm James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com. We're working with our data center partners to stabilize our service. We're sorry for this disruption and hope to resolve it soon. We have got that press release story, plus the gold and silver rush. But first, unusual Fed rate check triggered free fall in the U.S. dollar. Investors fleeing into gold. Now I see what you mean about the thing teasing the first story we're talking about, James. Grabbing this from Fortune, the U.S. dollar has been in relative free fall since late Friday. After it emerged, the New York Federal Reserve had conducted a rare rate check with currency traders on the dollar-Japanese yen exchange rate. Fortune understands that the check was conducted per request from the U.S. Treasury. The purpose of the move implies that the U.S. government may be considering coordinated action with the Bank of Japan to support the latter's currency. As a result, traders began selling the dollar, which is now down more than 2.26 over the past 5 days against a standard basket of international currencies, on an unusually steep decline given the gargantuan scale of the U.S. dollar in the global economy. Even as they were riding in Fortune over the last day alone, it lost 0.46%. The yen was up more than 3% against the dollar over the same time period. And then the Nikkei 225 stock fell 1.79%. That is a sign that traders feared equities exposed to Japan's export trade would be hurt by a rising yen. The price of gold, by the way, surged to a new record over $5,000 per troy ounce. I think it maybe broke its record again today as I come to you January 28th. That has added to the anti-dollar narrative on Wall Street. The dollar, as we have talked about for 17 years on New World Next Week, used to be a safe haven asset, but as the U.S. becomes more politically volatile, investors are going elsewhere. It used to be the case that any eruption of geopolitical tension tended to rally the world around the U.S. dollar. That's because the U.S., despite its role as guarantor of the old order and its obligation to join the fights, was seen as the safest and most accessible readout for haven for global flight capital. Money flying away. And because it had a history of being relatively unscathed territorially from the conflicts, as there, of course, would be a gun behind every blade of grass, from the conflicts it participated in or enjoined. This all according to Macquarie's Thierry Wiseman. But what is happening now is different. Instead of flocking to the U.S. dollar, traders flock to gold and its neighbor on the periodic table, e.g. silver and platinum, doing well as well, and defense stocks. And the U.S. dollar has little to show for its erstwhile vauntedness. We think this is because the implicit arrangements that have prevailed since World War II are unraveling, however slowly, he told clients seen in a note seen by Fortune at UBS. Paul Donovan was similarly downbeat. The deterioration in the international standing of the U.S. and recent domestic events may be corroding some of the perceived supports of the dollar's reserve status. And from Zero Hedge in related news, James, the gold move is a vote of no confidence in the entire global financial architecture. I mean, gold and silver, I think, broke their own records not only again this week, but I believe again today as well, James.
Yes, gold and silver have been going bonkers. So if people want more on this story, there is an interesting link in that Fortune story that we're linking here to an ing.com. A post about FX Daily suspected USD JPY intervention adds to weak dollar moment that explains that Fed rate check thing. What is that about? And apparently the Fed was going around last week asking banks in New York about their position sizes in USD JPY. And the significance of that is that it seems to portend a coordinated joint intervention between the US and Japan to prop up the yen against the dollar. And why would they want to do that? Well, there's a lot of information in this article about that. But, you know, one of the reasons is it doesn't make it weakens Trump's tariff wars if the JPY is, if the yen is falling against the dollar, because ultimately that actually advantages exporters here in Japan. Anyway, there's a lot of rigmarole going on, but long story short, yeah, the international monetary order is falling apart as all of the other parts of the international order are starting to fall apart. And we're starting to see that the cracks of that. And one of them is the Japanese government bonds sell-off that happened recently and how that's affecting U.S. treasuries and what that does to the USD-JPY link and how that affects other U.S. dollar positions against the euro, against the Swiss franc, etc. There's a lot going on there that people can explore and unpack to their heart's content. But yes, long story short, gold and silver going absolutely bonkers. And one interesting prediction that's coming out of all of this, I'll take this from USA Watchdog, which is reporting on failure to deliver gold and silver calamity coming, according to Bill Holter, which is a prediction about paper exchanges not being able to deliver physical metal based on the fact that there are over 40 million ounces standing for delivery in January, which is a non-delivery month. Usually you have 1 or 2 million ounces outstanding in January. Now there's over 40 million ounces that are waiting to be delivered. March is a delivery month. And so Bill Holter is saying if you got 70 or 80 million ounces of silver standing for delivery at the beginning of the month, that would be enough to knock out the inventory in March, which is a primary delivery month for COMEX. Long story short, we might be seeing a big physical run on gold and or silver. But keep in mind that Bill Holter is also known as Mr. Gold, and he is literally a gold broker. So, you know, you always have to balance what you're hearing about these things with who's actually literally stands to make profit off of these types of things. So that being said, this is obviously an important thing. I think I would like to address this in an upcoming Solutions Watch about ways people can be at least safeguarding their future and their nest eggs. But I would prefer to talk to someone who isn't literally a gold broker or someone who's directly profiting off of this. So if there are people out in the corporate report audience who know someone who is respectable, reliable, and not directly profiting from his own advice, I'd be interested to hear about it. Leave that in the comment section at corporatereport.com. But yeah, suffice it to say, some major topsy-turvy things happening in gold and silver and in all other markets at the same time.
I love listening to the radio, says guy that works on the radio. Yeah. Like, hey, I think my product is fantastic. You should get some. James, I was reporting recently on my Morning Monarchy how Bank of America has now changed its client advice about what you should invest in and what percentages you should hold in this, that, and the other thing. And they now advise clients to have 25% precious metals in their portfolio, which is kind of a big change from zero. They used to recommend 0 to 5%. And they've changed all. And again, that's a big sign about the, I think, again, the things that they maybe don't want to say out loud, but it says it out loud by their movements. Again, people run their mouths a lot. Watch for what the action is. That is our first story on this New World Next Week, episode 617. I was teasing the second story with my quote. I misunderstood what you meant, James. So again, we're just, you know, working on this show live on air as we record it. Again, we've been doing this for 17 years. Not the biggest, flashiest production, but I believe you can get the proof out of our pudding. We've never steered you wrong. U.S. ownership of TikTok off to a rocky start as outages continued into the second day, grabbing this from theregister.com. And yes, everything we say and play always included down in the show notes. And I forgot completely about this, how fundamentally important this was to American national security. TikTok's new life under majority American ownership is off to a rough start after users complained of being used and complaint of widespread service disruptions the company blamed on a data center power outage. James, I've seen the different memes making a lot of the rounds as sticks of RAM cost $900 now because you guys need AI videos of cats working out in a gym. Users began reporting problems with TikTok's app and website on Sunday. Many then took to Reddit to complain that they couldn't post and were unable to access their feeds. Which I'd never really thought, James, how ironic that is, that of course we're physically poisoned and starving from the food, but we'll go back all the time to get that dopamine and check our feeds. It is all in the language, James. Many took to Reddit to say they couldn't post and were unable to access their feeds. And when they could, they were finding garbage and unusual posts. I don't think that's a bug. Others posted that view counts were stuck at zero, suggesting something was definitely wrong. Days after a new majority American-owned joint venture was set up to operate parts of TikTok's U.S. business following months of wrangling to get it out of Chinese hands. Again, you would have thought this was the most important thing to the MAGAs. They've moved on to other things now. The TikTok USDS, U.S. Data Security Joint Venture, the entity backed by Trump ally Larry Ellison's Oracle. Have we not mentioned Larry Ellison on any New World Next Week the past 5 weeks, I believe? He seems like a rather important player on the landscape. Backed by Larry Ellison's Oracle in Paramount Sinai, private equity firm Silver Lake, which is named after a hipster L.A. neighborhood, an Emirati-backed investment firm MGX, which sounds like a pop star, with ByteDance. Ah, there's that name. ByteDance retaining a minority stake. They all took to X on Monday to explain the issues as resulting from a power outage at a U.S. data center. Again, nothing says your platform's great like saying it from the competition platform because yours isn't working. Since yesterday, we've been working to restore our services following a power outage at a U.S. data center impacting TikTok and other apps we operate. We're working with our data center partner to stabilize our service. We're sorry for the disruption and hope to resolve it soon. Users claim TikTok blocks Epstein mentions and anti-Trump videos, and I've seen it basically said this is the entire reason for the TikTok takeover, and that everything in the news seems to basically be a distraction from the Epstein files. That's coming from mainstream media. That is the Independent out of the UK. Users claim TikTok blocks Epstein mentions and anti-Trump videos. I wonder if the roles and parties were reversed, if they would be as quick to report on that. But of course, as you know, Orange Man is bad again. New TikTok owners declare no finish line for pro-Israel censor. Oh, so that's why Larry Ellison's involved in this. James, again, I'm not exaggerating. You would have thought this was the most fundamental part of national security 2 years ago.
My, how 2 years can change things, huh? And again, you're exactly right. If the roles were reversed, and they were just a few years ago, of course, we saw these exact same outlets that are now outraged about this censorship, were absolutely delighted in the censorship when it was under Biden and at the behest of Fauci, right? So it's really just switching hats and getting half of the population to go against the other half of the population. What else is new? But on another example of that, we have TikTok users say they can't upload anti-ICE videos. The company blames tech issues. So unfortunately, I think the big scheme of this is that they will, unfortunately, be able to resolve their server issues, I am sure, and be able to deliver their slop more efficiently in the future. But of course, it will be censored, right? That is the real part of this. So I hope people will go into that Cradle article, new TikTok owners declare no finish line for pro-Israel censorship, where you will find, yes, unsurprisingly, the Larry Ellison partly owned TikTok has anointed Adam Presser as their new CEO. Who is he? Oh, he is the guy who was talking to the World Jewish Congress last year about how the use of the word Zionist will be declared hate speech on TikTok unless you're using it as a like proud Zionist and using it in a positive way. Then you can say the word Zionist. But if you say anything bad about it, then you're going to be censored. And he bragged that we tripled the amount of accounts that we are banning for hateful activity, adding that over 24 Jewish organizations are constantly feeding us intelligence and information when they spot violative trends. So I think, yeah, we know exactly where this is going and what this is about and why, yes, this was the biggest national security issue of the millennium just a couple of years ago. And now, well, mission accomplished. It's done. There's another potential way that people could actually communicate in a free way that's locked down. So mission accomplished for the Zionists and their pals.
I still play clips. I keep them in my radio rotation like any other songs that you'd want to hear. All those Congress critters grilling whoever the head or the front man of ByteDance was. Do you have access to American data? Answer my, again, Congress really, really grows a spine when the cameras are on and they can ask questions to someone they know. isn't going to answer them openly, so they can act like they're fighting for freedom while the other person can act like they're speaking truth to power. I still play those clips. Again, they sound like great clips. The couple, two times a day, the broken clocks of Congress, again, act like they grow a spine. Do you have access to America? And it all comes down to, don't give your personal data to the Chi-Coms, give it to the Zionist tech overlords here in the States. I also played a clip very recently on my morning show of Jordana Cutler, and that is Meta, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, head of Jewish diaspora. I was like, damn, they have a whole department named for that. And she on video says, if you say the Jews run media, the Jews are going to knock you off of that media. If you say Zionist, if you say it bad and you say that we control media, we're going to knock you off of our platforms. Again, pretty interesting way to say the quiet part out loud. And I wonder, James, just out of speculation with the new TikTok launch, if they essentially on launch day had it cranked to 11 as far as the censorship controls. You know, you hear them launch all these things and, oh, within 12 hours, it turned into a Hitler quoting, you know, racist, blah, 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 blah. Maybe they had it just cranked to the extreme degree to sort of ease into this new launch. Again, I'm just speculating. And again, speculating with knowledge of how things work when they roll out in this world. Our third and final story, Trump says government will de-escalate in Minnesota following the Pretty shooting. Grabbing this from the BBC, President Donald Trump said his administration was going to de-escalate a little bit in Minnesota, the ground zero of all things corruption here in the United States, after the second fatal shooting of a U.S. citizen by federal immigration officers there. I'm glad they noted that it was a citizen. That citizen had also posted back during the scamdemic that staying home saves lives. Isn't it ironic? Bottom line, it was terrible. Both of them were terrible, Trump said on a Fox interview. In early January, of course, Renee Good fatally shot by an immigration officer, followed by Alex Pretty, who was killed after being stopped by border agents this past weekend. Pretty's death reignited local protests and public outcry across the country and led to criticism from lawmakers in both parties, both whole sides of the system. Trump's remarks are the latest sign his administration is taking a step back in its operations in Minnesota, kind of like how the UK is taking a step back on the mandatory compulsory digital ID. We're going to back it off a little bit, and then we're going to come two steps next time. Speaking to other repeaters ahead of a rally in Iowa, Trump said he viewed the killing of Pretty, meaning, again, we all watch snuff films constantly and obsess about it. I think it was a palm gun that did it. I think you guys are all traumatized by watching violent, disgusting videos constantly, thinking that cracking the case is gonna defeat the New World Order. Speaking to other reporters ahead of an Iowa rally, Trump said he viewed the killing of Pretty, an intensive care nurse at a veterans hospital, as a very unfortunate incident. Asked by reporters about whether he agreed with characterizations of Pretty as a domestic terrorist, Trump said, I haven't heard that. Trump then added, quote, he shouldn't have been carrying a gun, end quote. And MAGA goes, woo! I've seen the memes of, you know, poking with a stick, poking the NRA logo. Come on, do a revolution. And just because, again, James, all these things, they come with the conspiracy bait baked into the cake anymore. All of it is ready for everybody to speculate. Just because they are playing with Alex Pretty's pictures so he doesn't look like a trans Zionist doesn't mean he deserves to get murdered and whacked in the street. But again, James, I think they have no idea what they're up against. They've spent 25 years kissing Daily Show ass, but now them and their smartphones are going to go out and take on the state. I have been saying over and over on my show for the last now over a year, the first year of Trump did really fly by. I'm not saying I support Trump. I did not vote for Trump. I'm not one of these people who panicked and registered Republicans so they could vote for Trump and now are like, yeah, I think I might leave America. I'm not saying I support Trump. I'm saying their tactics are feckless and that their fights are poorly chosen. You know, it'd be like staging some attack at your campaign event. Representative Ilhan Omar rushed on stage, sprayed with liquid at town hall event. And it does look rather goofy and staged, but that's what they said about the Trump assassination hits. They looked goofy and staged. James, there are conspiracy entertainment bits of bait for all two parties. James.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Exactly right. Yeah. And yes, it is. I mean, it's a glorious thing to behold. Suddenly, everyone on the left side of the spectrum is flag waving for the Second Amendment. And of course, we got to carry our guns. And it's our rights as Americans. And now we've got Republicans going, no, you carry a gun to a protest, you should be executed on the street. And I will cheer for it when it happens. All these Lindsey Graham level masculine energy guys. I'm not licking boots. I'm wearing the boots. It's bizarre. But hey, Canadian in Japan, I'm not going to step into the rancid pile of doggy doo-doo that is this American Civil War 2.0. I'm sure you guys can deal with it yourselves. But to me, yes, the point is, I think you're exactly right. The people who are just now waking up to the possibility of government authoritarianism have no idea what is going on, have no idea what is really happening, have no idea who is really pulling strings behind these political puppets, what this system is about, what it's doing. They just want to go back to Biden or Obama or something like that. And they have no idea what is really happening. On the other side of it, you've got the people who have completely sold out their principles and integrity so that they can get behind their guys doing it now. So take that, you dumb libtards. It's maddening to behold. And actually, I saw a post on a recent thread about this just a day or two ago. Someone was saying, I'm 53 years old and I've lived long enough now to thoroughly despise both parties. And all I can say is, did it really take you 53 years? I mean, you're a bit slow. If it took you 53 years to figure that out, you're a bit slow. But at least you're getting there. And more people are starting to wake up to this. But hey, which flavor of jackboot do you like? The left version or the right version? How about no thanks? Is that still an option?
Yeah, I think it was the last 5 years that really escalated things for them on their path to being red-pilled. I'm not sure what color pills they're taking anymore. And I didn't forget again. There's a lot of angles to a lot of stories. I saw someone say in the comments, James, that was a show. Some other shows go on and talk for hours and hours. Yeah, they ramble for hours and hours. We give you a concise look at what is happening in the news, as we have done for about 15 or 20 minutes for, again, 17 years. The part about the concealed carry. So Alex Priddy had a concealed carry. So he had a gun. So was he had the gun? They took his gun. Then they shot him when he was unarmed. Yeah, ridiculous, ridiculous situation. And I do believe I just saw earlier that they have rolled, because I've wondered about this. Are they rolling out the Soundwave cannons yet? They are rolling out the active denial Soundwave cannons that they tested out during the heady days of the Bush administration, where, again, I think people imagined themselves to be much bigger rebels against it than they actually were. They are rolling out the LRADs and the active denial systems, of which there is no... All your training in the world, you're not going to fight against that. It's pretty much game over in that scenario, which brings me back to maybe choosing better avenues for your fight for freedom. That is New World Next Week, episode 617. We run newworldnextweek.com. Our shirts are coming back in stock. That is your source for Monarchy and Corbett goods that keep us fear-free and ad-free. And I play the exclusive audio of these New World Next Week episodes before they are published. And I do it after my aforementioned morning show, which you can find at mediamonarchy.com/listen. James.
Awesome. Let's leave it there. James, thanks for the story. See you again next week.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.